insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome you again to our program. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the understanding of His verses. First, let's hear the verses.
وَلَتَجِدَنَّهُمْ أَحْرَصَ النَّاسِ عَلَىٰ حَيَاةٍ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا يَوَدُّ أَحَدُهُمْ لَوْ يُعَمَّرُ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ وَمَا هُوَ بِمُزَحْزِحِهِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ أَنْ يُعَمَّرُ وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ.
We arrived at verse 96. This verse is the continuation of what was said in verses 94 and 95, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenged Bani Israel in telling them that if you really believe in what you believe in, which was that they believed their religion was the right religion, was the divine religion, was from God, and also the outcome of that would be that they would be the only ones that would be receiving blessings in the hereafter, nobody else. And they, even if they had, you know, the verses had mentioned, even if they had they have done wrong deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not punish them except for a few days. And some of the Mufassirin had said that those few days are because of the worship of the calf. Bani Israel will only be punished for a few days, and that is because of worshipping the calf. So since you believe that you're the only ones that are faithful, and everybody else is a kafir, and everybody else is a disbeliever, everybody else deserves punishment, and you yourselves, on top of being faithful, part of your faith is that you will not be punished on the day of judgment except for a few days. If that is the case, if you truly believe that, then why don't you long for death? Why don't you want to die? Why don't you love to die? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, giving this news to the Holy Prophet in the verses of the Holy Quran, that, O Prophet, you should know that they will never long for death. That was verse 95. The reason behind that they will never long for death is that they themselves, you know, every individual knows what they're doing. Okay, this is something very important for us to understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given every human being that inner feeling, that in akhlaq, some people, or many, you know, the scholars term that as nafsul lawwama in the Holy Quran. It's also, the word has been mentioned, nafs al-lawwama, the nafs, or the soul that is actually condemning itself. All right, the soul, we feel internally bad, we feel guilt, that's what we call it in English, we feel guilt after doing something that we know was wrong, all right? So since we have that, human beings have got that internally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these people, they already feel bad, they know, they have that feeling of guilt, they know what they've done is bad, and therefore, they will never long for death. If a person knows that what they've done is bad, they may pretend to believe that they will not be punished in the day of judgment, but they're not going to feel that way internally. And that's why God says they will never long for death. Now that was the explanation for the previous verses, but it was a pretext for verse 96. In verse 96, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet, actually, you can tell by their attitude that this is the case in their hearts. God revealed to the Prophet the unseen information regarding the hearts. But then a point is mentioned regarding Bani Israel that shows, that is evidence for those who would want proof of this fact that the Holy Quran mentioned and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this evidence. What is the evidence? It is this, that وَلَتَجِدَنَّهُمْ أَحْرَصَ النَّاسِ عَلَىٰ حَيَاةٍ. Surely you will find them the greediest for life of all people. وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Even the idolaters, the idol worshippers. It's a very interesting verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you want to know how I'm saying that they will never long for death and they do not long for death? Very easy to tell. They want to live as long as possible. They want to have the longest lives. They're greedy for life. They're greedy to live longer. They're willing to do anything to live a longer life. And it's interesting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you'll find them even more greedy for life than the idol worshippers. Now, why is that comparison being made? The comparison is because of this, that the idol worshippers did not believe in the day of judgment. We know that one of the biggest problems that the pagans, the idol worshippers at the time of the Prophet, had with the message of Islam was the issue of resurrection, was the issue of life after death. Numerous verses, they would come, you know, one story, one Arab came to the Holy Prophet, one that was not Muslim, and he just got a piece of bone that was aged. It was a very old, decaying bone of an animal. He just picked it up and he crumbled the bone and it turned into powder. And he said to the Prophet, are you saying that this is going to be coming back to life? And the verse was revealed that, you know, that God created this out of nothing. You think he doesn't have power? So anyway, we know that the idol worshippers had a serious problem with belief in resurrection, in the day of judgment. There's going to be life after death. Now, if a person does not believe in the hereafter, that means that they believe this life is it. This is the only life that they have. After this life, there's nothing waiting. It means complete annihilation. There's nothing left. If one has that belief, then that means that one would want to live this life that has at least some pleasures as long as possible. There's a huge difference. I mean, if one believes in the hereafter or they don't. If one doesn't believe in the hereafter and that this is the end of life, the even thought of this life coming to an end and me becoming nothing is very, very scary. That's one of the reasons some people really, really hate death. They don't want to die because they don't believe in the hereafter. They just believe in this life and the material life. And once this is over, then everything is up. If you believe that, all right, then one is going to want to live more and more, and they would hate death, they would dislike death. Now, the Jews, Bani Israel, didn't disbelieve in the hereafter. They all believed. That was part of their faith. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, because of what they have done, and they know what they do is wrong, because of their sins, and their belief in the hereafter, because of their sins, their hate of death and their want to live in this life, which is mentioned as greed for life in this life, okay, in this world, is even more than the mushrikeen. It's even more than the people that denied and disbelieved in the concept of resurrection. This is a sign that they're not going to long for death. You'll see that. As a continuation of that, the verse says, يَوَدُّ أَحَدُهُمْ لَوْ يُعَمَّرُ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ وَمَا هُوَ بِمُزَحْزِحِهِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ أَنْ يُعَمَّرُ. Each of them is eager to live 1,000 years, though it would not deliver him from the punishment. يَوَدُّ أَحَدُهُمْ لَوْ يُعَمَّرُ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ. Now, 1,000 years, obviously, that's mentioned as a large number, not necessarily that if you would ask them, that they would all say, we want to live for 1,000 years. Trying to show and trying to express this fact that they wanted to live as long as possible, a very long life, a very long life, numerous years. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they have that greed, they would want to live for as long as possible. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds them that, look, even if you do live that long life, وَمَا هُوَ بِمُزَحْزِحِهِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ أَنْ يُعَمَّ, that's not going to get rid of the punishment. Inevitably, and there's no way that one could live eternally, and they didn't even believe in that. They didn't believe that they're going to have eternal lives in this life. They believe that they're going to be dying and going, and they're going to be resurrected, and there's going to be judgment. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, okay, even if you would live those very long lives, that's not going to keep you away from punishment. Don't forget that. وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ, and Allah sees best what they do. Now, we mentioned a number of times, and again we need to say that these verses have not been mentioned for us to know for history. Oh, the Jews were like this, or you even may turn back and say, okay, well today they're like that as well. Well, that's not the main reason why these verses are revealed. The verses are revealed for people to be guided. That's the general outline of all the verses of the Holy Quran. They're going to deal with the guidance of people. So this is going to have a point in it for us to be guided in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is, if we want to know, or one of the signs that we can tell internally that would help us actually find our fault, and we know that as the traditions and the ahadith tell us, the best person that could give us advice is ourselves. A lot of times we know something, but we just don't act according to it. We have to listen to what our soul tells us. All right. If we feel we hate death and we love to hang on to this life, all right, that should be ringing some bells. That should be flashing red lights in our minds. Okay, that's a bad sign. If I really, really love this life, I'm so attached to it, I don't want to die. All right, that's a sign. The sign is this verse plus the previous verse, let's put them together, we get the following, that lack of longing for the hereafter, meeting the Lord, and that greed for this life, and I don't want to die, that feeling is because we have committed sins, because we are committing sins. And another point that we can take out of this verse for ourselves is, a practical point, is the reminder or the remembering of death is a very important, should be a very important part of our lives. Every time we start going off the tracks, reminding ourselves of death, that no matter how long we live, I may not die right now, but I will inevitably die. And that means I'm going to be going to the hereafter. I'll be meeting the Lord. If I've done wrong, I'm going to be punished. That remembering or the reminder of death is a very important part of our lives. It should be one of the important parts of our lives that would cause us to straighten our lines and to fall back into our tracks, the right path, the Sirat al-Mustaqim, that will lead us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't deprive us of this tawfiq because of our wrong actions and enables us to at least once in a while remember death, and that we will be meeting him. And let's hope that we all meet him in the best way possible. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
سبحانك يا من لا شريك له 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 سبحانك.